know, my mom even tried, like, to do, you know, modeling with me, and it didn't work out with my mom. She just, you know, didn't really have the focus on that until I became old enough to, you know, do things on my own. I basically, you know, sought it out, and I pursued it, so...
Okay. What was, did you ever have a plan B if modeling didn't work out for you?
Yes, always. a couple of things people don't know about me is before that I was in the medical field. I was a certified pharmacy technician. I was going to go on to becoming a pharmacist. If not a pharmacist, a veterinarian. If not a veterinarian, a midwife.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm very educated, you know, went to college, you know, got my master's, and, you know, I love the medical field, and if I didn't have what I have today, you know, speaking on my career, then I would definitely be, you know, doing some type of doctorate, you know, profession.
So you have a bachelor's and a master's degree.
Right, and the medical field. The thing is that what I did was, first I sought out my business management, and then from there, with the who I was working for at the time when I was in the pharmacy field, I was working for like a local Walgreens, and they put us through school. They put us through all the, you know, testing and things of that sort. And then also with that, I also went on to college because, you know, I needed something to back me up in order to get that dollar sign that I needed, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was a good thing, and I miss it so much.
Do you?
I do.
I guess that's interesting because people sometimes think when someone's attractive or they're pretty that chances are they aren't too bright because they probably didn't have to, you know, work as hard as other people. But that's pretty cool.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, people know you because you are a model and people, you know, you are in a high profile relationship with Joel Santana. How long have you all been dating or in a relationship or...
We've been together for 2 years.
Okay.
Since 2009.
And what's that like being in a relationship with someone that, you know, that everyone knows?
It's, you know, it is what it is. Basically, how do I explain it? When you're in a relationship that everybody knows about or whatever, you know, people, you know, have their opinions and people, you know, for us, it's just really just us. Like, we don't... I don't know. It's really like some people, it can ruin a relationship when it's very public. But for us, it's just us. And since we came into our relationship, that's what it's been. So it hasn't been such a big ordeal until, you know, these horror stories come out where these blogs are saying all these crazy, you know, nonsense that, you know, that will try to stir up some type of a situation in a relationship. But the problem is, well, it's not really a problem. The good thing about us is that, you know, we from the gate have always discussed our past with each other, and we know what it is.
So how do you remain secure when, you know, women, you know, there are other women that are interested in him, and he is in an industry where there are tons of women that kind of flock. How do you handle that, or how do you, I guess, remain secure?
Well, at the end of the day, it really boils down to the same thing. Like, we're kind of in the same. So just like men flock to me, women flock to him. So we look at each other like, you know, if you want to do this, let's continue to do this. If not, we can both just do the same thing. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's kind of like, and then we know what we have within each other. So it's a really good situation. Like, we're very secure with each other. We're very happy with each other. And that's really what keeps us so strong together.
Okay. So you don't do the typical, and I shouldn't say typical, but you don't do the, like, going through his phone, going through his email. Like, you don't pretty much trust him in terms of...
No, because for one, I don't want to find anything. That's one thing. And I want to trust him. So we don't go through each other's phones. We hardly go to each other's Twitters. Like, we don't want to just, like, not even serve anything because we're in a happy state. We don't need to go and look for things that any little thing will just, you know, be a problem. So we just stay away from that, and we just try to trust each other and support each other.
Okay, that's cool. and it's been rumored, and I guess you mentioned it in the teaser that you dated Fabulous. Did you have any idea that he, at one point, or that he was dating Emily, or did you have any clue about that, or later on did you find that out, or how did that kind of work out?
I didn't know anything about Emily until the first season of Love and Hip Hop.
So,
no, I didn't know Emily. I knew he had a son, but I didn't know that they were together. I didn't know of her at all.
Okay. How was your relationship with Fab? Was he a cool guy? Is he cool like he seems like on Twitter and videos, or how was that?
Oh, God. Do we have to talk about Fab? He's such a non-factor in my life. Like, I don't even want to give him 5 minutes of fame. You know what I mean? Like, he's cool. Like, you know, like, that's what attracted me to him. I don't know. Like, I don't really want to... You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a relationship where I love a man that is everything to me, and I never want to talk about my past with another man. You know what I mean? I never want to give him 5 minutes of, oh, God, look what Kimbella said about him, you know?
Okay, so let's close the Fab door. We both, okay, we'll close the Fab door. In terms of, you know, you being on TV now, is it hard for you to see yourself portrayed in a certain light? You know, we haven't even saw a full episode at this point. So is it hard for you to see how you're portrayed in the teaser, or how you're portrayed, for example, like on blogs or in the internet? Is that hard at all?
Well, first of all, with the whole show or whatever, the trailer and the editing is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that is not me. Like, hold on. For one, like, the whole situation with, you know, Christy attacking me or whatever, yes, that did happen. But they didn't show the whole story. Of course they're not, because they're trying to lure in our fans and people to watch the show. Of course, that's to be expected. But I didn't expect for, you know, people to take a super trip like that with the whole show. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, Kim, that's not you. We know you. You're a beautiful person. And I really hope that they don't edit it to make you look like someone that you're not. And it's true. I don't want that to happen. So that's all I'm really very, like, going to be looking out for, because that's very important to me. Like, the whole reason I'm doing this show is for my fans and for people who are interested in me and who wanted to see me live, you know,
right,
to see
right.
me for who I am. It's important to me.
Right.
So,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I often do hear that people that are on reality TV do say the editing is crazy. At the same time, they do work with what you give them. But I do, for example, and I assume that you probably won't confirm this, but in terms of the whole fight with Christy, so I had heard that, you know, you shared it with Emily about that you used to date Fab. She kind of was okay with it. It was no issue. And then, Christy got up and acted like she was going to get some air and punched you. So, but that is not, you don't have to confirm that, or you can, but that's not what
happened. That's exactly what happened. And of course, I'm going to confirm it, because I'm going to stand and hold my own, because that's what people need to understand. Like, and I hope it's shown in the show. Like, that's important for me, for people to get that across, that I'm not no bitch coming out to, you know, just tell Emily, oh, you know what? Listen. This is what I did and what. You know what I mean? I'm not that woman. I would never be like that to anybody. I have no reason to.
Right. It did look like that. Can you just clarify
right.
as much or as little as you can about that situation that we saw in terms of you sharing that with her?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to just put this out there. I obviously can't really discuss it because everyone, you know, VH1 wants everyone to watch the show.
Okay.
The reason why they edited it the way that they did, but, you know, like I just did confirm with you, that's exactly the story that you just blurted out. That's exactly what it was, and that's
okay.
all I can say, since you
okay,
already
that's
know.
Cool. Okay, that's totally cool. Are you friends with, and I think I read somewhere that you're friends with Candy?
Yes, that's my
okay.
hood.
That's your hood, okay. And so are you friends with anyone, I guess, have you developed a friendship with anyone since the taping of the show besides Candy?
Well, listen, here's the thing, and I'm still looking forward to see the show just like everybody else. You know, we don't see it until you guys see it. So,
okay.
you know, the women behind the camera, everyone has reached out to me except for Christy. So, you know, I just, you know, again, and I'm not, I'm very real, so I play a distance with everyone, and I try to just see who they are for who they are on and off camera, and then I determine if I can rock with you or not, you know? So that's just how that is for me. But otherwise, yeah, we all are very cordial, and we do speak to each other. So I wouldn't consider that like a friendship, but we respect each other, so, you know.
Do you think your issues with Christy will affect Jim Jones and Joelle's relationship or business friendship or anything like that?
I have nothing to do with that. That would all fall on Christy. I have nothing at all to do with that because for me, I always keep a woman-to-woman situation between women. I do not involve my man. Don't need to involve my man. Like, he has enough to worry about. With his own career and things of that sort. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's just how I see it. I would hope nothing is affected between them because they have a brotherhood, and that's very important to keep. And see why, you know, the things that are going on between me and Christy or whatever should have to intervene with what they have going on.
Okay. Enough of the reality talk. We're going to close that door.
Okay.
Who do you hang out with that we know? I know outside the show, like, we see pictures of you with Little Kim, and you and Little Kim are good friends.
Me and Little Kim are best friends. She's the godmother to my youngest, Joelle.
Okay.
And then I also hang out with Luke. I hang out with Queen Pin, Lisa Ray when she's in town, you know, of course, Mandy. And that's pretty much, you know, really the regular people that I hang out with on an everyday basis.
Okay. Did I know that Lil' Kim did reality TV, like, you know, a while ago. Did she give any advice on how to handle, you know, doing family at all?
Yeah, you know, the first thing she told me when she heard I was doing this show was, Kimmy, watch out for the editing. And I said, well, yeah, I said, you know, I'm just going to do what I do, and then I can't really help what they edit. You know, I have no control over that. She's just like, you know, you just got to understand that once you know, you're going in blindsided, basically, because you've never done this before, and I'm just going to give you a warning. Reality TV can really, you know, do good or it can do really bad for you. So just, you know, be yourself, and I got your back for whatever goes down. And she stood her ground with that. Yeah.
Okay. And so, and I don't know if you can share this at all. I know that you tweeted that the I'm Still Pretty shirts in the works. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Or is there anything, and I can probably guess where that came from, but is there anything that...
Well, yeah. I can definitely, you know, talk about that, and I definitely want to market that through everything. So, you know, it was a real negative situation with the Super Trailer and everyone seeing me, you know, being in a situation like that. So I felt like, you know, let me turn a negative into a positive and, you know, let people understand that no matter what I go through and no matter what you go through, you can always turn negative into a positive if you're a positive person. And that's how everyone should just look at things in general.
Okay.
So I decided to make these shirts because, you know, yeah, I got knocked on the ground and attacked and, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, I got up, was still alive. I looked in the mirror and I said, I'm still pretty. So we're going to go ahead and make them t-shirts for the women out there that are still pretty regardless of what you go through. You're still beautiful. That was the concept of that.
Okay, and when will those shirts, that's so funny, when will those shirts be available?
They'll be available in a couple weeks. They're in production right now. We're just getting the designs together, and then they should be able, you know, they should be produced within, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So I would give it, like, at least a month right now.
Okay, cool. And next week,
like, around this time the show airs, I'll be able to have them shirts out.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sure those will be very popular. I told one of my close girlfriends that I was interviewing you, And I was like, you know, I always ask someone close to me, like, what do you think I should ask her? And she's like, how the hell did her body bounce back after she had them damn kids? I was like, oh, yeah. Because, I mean, my girlfriend has a child who asked me. So, did you hear what your diet regimen was? What, like, did you exercise? Obviously, I'm assuming you did. But what did you do to kind of keep your body back or get your body back?
Well, everybody asks me this question. And, like, it all goes back to my first child. Like, my first child, I was traumatized. Because I was 185 pounds, and that was when I gave birth, and I had to lose like 60 pounds, and I needed to just change my whole lifestyle with the way I ate and the way I exercised. So I did that, and you know, I didn't have another child until about 8 years later, because my oldest is 9 now, and basically I worked out hard body since maybe my oldest was a year old. Up until he was 8, and then I got pregnant with Joelle, and I was really in shape. I didn't gain a lot of weight. I gained maybe 20 pounds. As soon as I gave birth to this little boy, I had no stomach.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's a lifestyle thing. It's not just like, oh, she just worked out as soon as she got pregnant. No, it's something that I've grown to know and grown to adjust to where my body just snapped back. And that's why some people call me the snapback queen, because that's what it was. It was just like I didn't really do anything. You know, I just lived this lifestyle where I eat healthy and I exercise. And I've been doing that for a long time. So my body is accustomed to just, you know, going back to what it was.
Okay. Random miscellaneous question. Are you obsessed with Beyonce's pregnancy like everyone else is?
Obsessed.
Yeah, like, I feel like
Never.
Everyone's obsessed with the
person. No, not at all. I think, listen, and I'm actually happy you asked me that, because I was actually thinking about that the other day. Listen, Beyonce, I'm sorry. Anybody that hates on Beyonce needs to go bury themselves right now. This woman is so positive and has given us so much great music, so much of a positive insight as a woman, as a black woman. Nobody should be saying anything about her pregnancy. So what? If it's fake, who cares? Like, why does anyone care about that? Just be happy that she's even normal to even want to start a family, you know? So that's just what I think about it.
Okay. Cool. How do you,